There are signs of famine around us every day. If you ever wanted to know how to prosper in time of famine and what the future holds, don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, here is Kenneth Copeland.
And I know many of you have been studying this, and rightfully so, particularly during times of recession and depression and famine and all of the talk. Famine is a time of lack. Famine is a time associated with drought. It's associated with failure. It's associated with hunger. It's associated with everything. It's about everything the curse can produce to destroy a wide area of people. And God started talking to me about this the other day, and I got shouting, running happy. Gloria and I both did. We had a visitation of the Lord. I mean, our living room filled up with the presence of God for nearly 5.5 hours, and it seemed like 15 minutes. She and I preaching one another just as fast as it had come out of our mouth. And writing and keeping notes in this whole business, man, is so powerful. All of a sudden, the Spirit of God got in my mouth. Gloria is sitting there on the couch next to me. And I turned around there to say something to her because it just, man. I turned around there to say something to her, and the word of the Lord came out my mouth. Dig in the old wells. Go back to the things that God told you in the past when things got rough. And it's tough sledding. You had to believe your way out of it. Go back and get your old tapes out and listen to them again. Go back and remember and meditate on the words the Lord gave you. And if there's anything in the past that He instructed you to do that you haven't done or you let it slip, go back and pick that up again. Dig those old wells. Bring those old wells in again. Amen. Pastors, don't give up on things the Lord gave you 20 years ago. Go back and restudy those scriptures.
Come on.
God will update those anointings for you. Dig in the old wells. Then dig new wells. Spend time praying in the Spirit. Spend time tithing. Set aside a time to tithe. Gloria and I have a specific time each month that we tithe our tithe. Now, we give all the time. And there are things that will come in that the Lord will say, I want you to tithe that right now. And we'll do what He says, you know. But there's a time that she and I go before the Lord. And many, many, many times at that time, the Lord will say, take communion together this morning. I got some things I want to share. Oh, listen, that's the blessing time. You don't know what blessing is until you get into a place like that, and all of a sudden you think, why didn't I see that before? How could I have been so slow that I didn't see that? You can't see it if it's not a revelation. But the revelation is in you now. The revealer is in you now. The revelator is in you now. Amen. It comes as revelation first, and then it's manifested in the here and now. Amen. So, dig in the old wells. Shore up loose ends. Somebody that God told you to sow into and you didn't do it, call and repent. And begin to sow in them now. Even if you don't have much to do, do it anyway. Pray for them. Go back and dig in the old wells. Begin to dig new wells. Pray in the Spirit. Take extra time that you haven't been taking to spend before the Lord. You and your wife and your family, if you guys pull together in the Spirit, get together with one another. Take some extra time, some new time. Take some time off. Get out of this rat race out here and go take some time off and get before the Lord. Oh, amen. Gloria and I have had miracles happen while we were in the midst of the prayer. That's the way this ministry began. The first day in this ministry, I got up that morning, I got dressed, I put the only suit I had on, and went to the living room. I didn't have no money. I couldn't get out of the, I couldn't get outside of the house. I went in and said, I reported for duty that morning. Somebody said, I lost my job. No, you didn't lose your job. Come on. Your assignment may have changed, but you still got a job. If you're working for the man you ought to be working for. You report every morning, Lord, I'm reporting for duty. What may I do to help you today? If I was in a place, I knew God sent me there. Now, I'm not talking about I wondered about it. I know this is where I'm supposed to be. This is it. And they laid me off. I wouldn't leave. I'd go in and tell them, see, you know, now hear me out about this. I believe with all my heart the Lord sent me here to help you in this business.
Right.
Now, unless you, if you're dissatisfied with my work, I know I'm going to stand that. And I'll repent before the Lord over that. And you need to tell me if you are. But if this is just a money thing, this is where I'm supposed to be. I really need to keep working and do my job before the Lord.
Right.
You don't need to pay me anything. God will take care of me. I wasn't working for you when I got here. The Lord will take care of me. The blessing of the Lord will take care of me. In fact, your income will go up. I told you before, God's been preparing us for this time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to Jesus. I believe you better stand up and praise God. We need to make some commitments. Some of you, particularly many of you out there on television, the internet, wherever you are, that have maybe never really had it brought to you like this before. And just tell the Lord right now, to say, Lord, I commit to you. Teach me about tithing. Teach me how to do this. But I am not going to steal your what's yours anymore. This is more a matter of honor than it is money. And God, you honor him with your first fruit, and God will honor you with all the rest of his. Famines don't mean anything to God except what it does to his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold your Bible in your hand. Open it and... Well, let's open it to Malachi, last book in the Old Covenant, right before the book of Matthew. Third chapter, verse 6. Read it out loud. Ready? Read. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Now, verse 7, read. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I'll return to you, saith the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Praise God. Bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now. Herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing. Pour you out blessing. He received Abram's tithe, and he blessed him, saying, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth." And Abraham believed him, and it was accounted unto him as righteousness, that he was heir of the world, possessor of heaven and earth. "I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he'll not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before your time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed." Open it and hold it up before the Lord. And pray this if you're mind to. If you're not, just don't. Just stand there and listen. Let it build up in your heart. But if you're ready, pray this out loud. "O Lord God,
O Lord God,
in the name of Jesus,
tonight,
before heaven and earth,
heaven and hell,
and all men present,
before all the angels of God,
before the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior,
I receive you, Jesus,
as my Melchizedek,
to receive my tithe,
and pronounce the blessing,
until my house can't hold it.
I commit to you this very night,
from this night forward,
I will not steal from you.
What I see in your word,
and I understand what it's saying to me,
I will change my ways
to your way.
I'll alter my lifestyle
to fit your word.
I refuse to ever again
try to change your word
to fit my lifestyle.
I cast my lifestyle down.
And I put your word first place in my life.
And I understand,
after this commitment tonight,
the devourer
is rebuked for my sake.
He can no longer
destroy my life financially
or cause famine in my household.
I am not connected to this world's way.
I'm connected to heaven.
Oh, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory.
Tonight, say it, tonight,
I am released
and separated
from the law of sin and death
that brings all lack and curse into this earth.
For the law of the Spirit of life
in Christ Jesus
has made me free
from the law
of sin and death.
For God has placed before me
both life
and death,
blessing
and cursing.
Therefore,
tonight
I choose life,
that I may live,
and all my seed after me.
Success, thrive, grow, increase, to prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
Well, I'm Wendy Flint, but to my students at the university I teach at, I'm Dr. Flint. And that's a story in itself because I had learning disabilities as a child and struggled in public school and never thought I would go to college or a university. And part of the miracle of my life is returning back to school with the Lord's help and becoming Dr. Wendy Flint and a part-time professor.
Well, tell me a little bit about your life before this miracle. What was going on before you actually locked into what God's plan was for your life?
Our family was the working poor. Even though we had a home, it was on the poor side of the school district, and we barely made ends meet. That stress and that struggle of paying the bills, and I didn't know about what you say with your mouth comes to pass. And I used to talk about our poverty and our struggles, and that was my life. That I lived in that conversational mode of how negative things were. Even though I was a born-again Christian, I just did not have the education about positive confession with your mouth. And our marriage was also struggling at that time. My husband was depressed and anxious because of not having the finances, and I was frustrated and unhappy. And there were just a lot of things going on that we were Christians, but we were not victorious Christians.
And what happened to change that, to make a difference in this whole landscape?
Well, I was working at Hewlett-Packard as a secretary and had a friend there, and we used to go down into the basement of Hewlett-Packard on our lunch hour and walk around and pray. And I would share what was going on with my children who were rebelling and my husband who was unhappy and our finances, and I would share with her and we would pray. And she said, well, you can vent for 10 minutes, but we're going to pray for 20. And then she began to give me Kenneth Copeland tapes and say, listen to this in the car on your way to work and on your way home. And I did, and it was encouraging and lifted me up. When it really came clear to me that I'm the one that can make the change here. I'm the one that needs to start reading the Word, praying the Word, confessing with my mouth the Scripture instead of the negative things in my life. And I just set my heart to it that I'm going to do this and I'm going to get out of this pit and go forward with this marriage, with this family, and with prosperity. And I began to fight the good fight and get up every morning. I remember trying to find the time that Kenneth Copeland was teaching and preaching, and I would buy tapes and listen to them in the car, and I just set my heart to every day listening to their teachings and getting into the Word of God.
And as you begin to do this and apply the Word and spend that time, did things begin to change in your home and in your financial situation, in your marriage?
Yes. And God then began to open doors to continue my education. And with every degree, He helped me through. Even with my learning disabilities, He helped me through a degree. I would double my income. My husband's career was prospering. My children were getting right, and they were prospering. And it just kept continuing. The Lord's blessings just kept pouring out. And of course, I was studying seed planting too, and just kept trying to outgive God. And He just gave more.
You prayed to God, you opened up your life and your heart to Him, and He set you on a path. And part of your path was education, to go back to school.
Yes.
How did that progress over the years?
Well, I had a fear of going to school. My learning disability included inability to memorize and recall, so I couldn't take a test. And I had a fear of test taking growing up. I reversed numbers and letters, so I had a little bit of dyslexia. And when the Lord called me to go back to school, we had a conversation about it, and He assured me that He was going to reconfigure my mind, and He was going to show me how to learn and how to memorize. And I got straight A's from the very beginning. And I got my bachelor's degree and doubled my income, and I thought I was done. And He said, I want you to get your master's now. And I got through that with straight A's and again doubled my income with another job. And then I thought I was done, and He spoke to my heart and said, I want you to get your PhD. And that was the greatest challenge of all. I had to really dig into the Word and believe that I could do that, and He was with me.
So this had to make a big impact on your husband as well as your children, knowing what you were doing, the difference, the changes in you not speaking negatively, speaking the Word of God. How did they receive and respond to these changes?
Well, there were mixed responses. My sons would try to say things to get my goat, and I would actually just laugh and say, I know how the story turns out. Because the Lord told me to never say the word rebellious again when I thought of my children, and that I was to call them mighty men and women of God, no matter what I saw. And so at the dinner table, when they tried to say things that they thought would shake me up, or they were testing, the world a little bit, I'd say, you know what? You don't scare me. You don't upset me. I know how the story turns out. You're going to be a mighty man of God because the Lord told me you are. And I claim prosperity for my children. And they're all in their 30s, happily married. And we have 6 grandchildren. And they also are prosperous. They have good jobs. They provide to the community and to their families. The heritage of the Lord continues on and will continue on through my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
And He did that for you.
Yes.
And what are you doing today, Wendy? What's going on in your life?
I'm senior vice president of marketing and sales at Boston Reed College. And I've worked in corporations as a trainer in education, and I've also worked at colleges now. And I discovered there are hurting Christians in what I call the marketplace. They're there 8 to 10 hours a day. They're too busy maybe to go to church in the evening. They're exhausted. Women in particular trying to manage home and family and go to school and work. So I began to send out devotion emails to anyone in the workplace that wanted to receive them using their home address. And they would read these in the morning before they went to work. And the Lord would give me inspirational messages to help lift them out of their pit. And what's interesting is all those years that I grew in the Lord, listening to Kenneth and Gloria and journaling and proclaiming the Word and fighting the good fight till I got our marriage and me and our family to this place, the Lord asked me to journal all those experiences and all those miracles, and those journals became these devotions. And everything I do is because I love Jesus so much. I love Him for what He did for me, that He saved me, that He said, you're not stupid, I am going to use you. And so I couldn't glorify anything else about my life. The most important thing, it would have to be Jesus. There's something about Him, about that name, about His love. There's just a peace there. And we just know that we know that we know that for the rest of our lives, we're going to be well taken care of and well provided for.
Let me ask you a question. How does the Bible say that you and I are saved? It's when we believe in our heart and what? Confess with our mouth. Now, if those two things join together, have enough power in them to change our eternal home from hell to heaven, to change how we live in this world, do you think, is it possible that there's enough power in the way we talk to change little things like learning disabilities? You heard Dr. Wendy talk about how she changed her entire way of speaking, and it took her from one way of living to another. It began to break strongholds. She got herself into the Word, and the blessing of God in her heart coming out of her mouth changed her life. It changed the world she was living in. I'm telling you, the Word of God works. Now listen, in this broadcast today, you heard that it is possible that you and I can prosper in a time of famine. Now, you've got to change the way you think about all this. Many of us have been waiting on God to do something because, hey, I got a need. Why don't you do something? Hey, I'm in lack. Why don't you do something? God doesn't perform based on that. God watches over His Word to perform it. And it's His Word in your heart coming out of your mouth that God is watching over and ready and able and willing to perform it in your life. Now, in today's broadcast, Kenneth Copeland, my grandfather, prayed and confessed the blessing, and he had you confess it too. He said, famine cannot be in your household. That needs to be coming out of your mouth all the time. Famine cannot be in our household. Now, we want you to commit to 10 days of giving your time and your finances to the Lord. This is a new product from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. Get a hold of this. Get this in your life. Get this in your family. These things will be a blessing to you. Our family, the Copeland family, are headed out on the road, and we're bringing the Blessing in Action Copeland Family Meetings. Now, we are a part of the next generation of Copelands, and we believe there is a word in our heart for you. We are coming, beginning this Thursday, to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through the 29th, and we would love to see you at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Now, for more information about this meeting and other meetings, you can go to kcm.org. You've got all the answers there that you need. Thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast. Join us all this week and again next week. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and like my grandparents always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Remember to request your free copy of True Prosperity, a book by Gloria Copeland that will help you understand God's way of prospering in these economic times. For faster processing, order your copy online at kcm.org. This book is our gift to you, so be sure to get yours today. One per household, please. Are you tempted to walk in fear because of today's uncertain times? God's plan for you does not include fear. Help is coming your way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings with George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. The first one will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Then later in the year, they're headed to Orlando, Florida, December 3rd through 5th for another meeting at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Get into the Blessing in Action. 3 days, 6 services, 1 divine appointment. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org.